Hello, John. I'm Daddy.
Daddy? Have you had the dog with you all the time?
Never let her out of my sight. She's had me all over town and finally led me back here.
Say, is it possible that Snooks has been...
Ah, no, not a chance. The poor dog is just as baffled as we are. I'm afraid we're licked. There's no use looking for Snooks anymore.
Why?
No!
Why?
Oh.
Hello, everybody.
Daddy. Daddy, get up. She's here.
Well, I've got the water. Snooks!
Oh! Everybody fainted.
Where is she? Snooks, my baby, come to me. Let me put my hands on you.
Shall I turn over?
No, I want to kiss you. John, Meredith, please leave me alone with the child for a few minutes.
Oh, sure, Daddy. Come on, Meredith.
Oh, Snooks. I can't begin to tell you how glad I am that you came back.
Why?
Well, you're my oldest child, my favorite. I've only got two children, you know.
Why?
You'll never guess how much little Robespierre has missed you. He cried himself to sleep every night you were gone.
Did he?
Yes, it was pitiful. His little crib was wet with tears.
How do you know it wasn't...
Snooks! It wasn't milk.
I wasn't going
to... Never mind about that. I'm thankful you're back home, and we won't get into any arguments. Now, let me look at you. Where did you get that pair of baggy overalls?
I swiped them from a boy when we went swimming.
But yeah. You had no bathing suit.
No good?
Well, it's embarrassing.
Oh, no. He didn't have one either.
Oh.
See?
I shudder to think of what you went through in 4 weeks.
Why?
Why, you're a sight. Who put that white patch in those blue overalls?
That ain't a patch, Daddy. That's me.
Oh, well, I'll soon have you home in a nice, warm, clean bed. And I'm going to buy you lots of new dresses.
Yeah?
You bet I will. And now, Snooks, wouldn't you like to tell me where you've been for 4 weeks?
No.
Oh, but you must.
Why?
Because it's my duty to find out. Besides, I'm burning with curiosity to hear every little detail, so I can analyze your motivations and possibly prevent a recurrence. Understand?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
What do I mean?
I don't know.
Now, listen to me, child. There's a lot of explaining to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to force you to talk right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want you to tell me one thing. Where have you been for 4 weeks?
I was looking for Little Face.
Snooks, don't jest with me, please. I want the truth.
Yes, Daddy.
And nothing but the truth.
Mm-hmm.
When you ran away, what did you do? Yes?
I joined the army.
The army?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were you drafted or did you enlist?
Huh?
Since when do they take little girls in the army, Snooks?
Well, I was wearing these overalls, and they thought I was a man.
Well, yeah. You managed to fool the recruiting officer, eh?
Yeah. He asked me my name, and I told him Tom, and I spit on his desk.
Uh-huh.
Then he asked me where I was born, and I didn't want to be a sissy and say the hospital.
So?
So I said the Yankee Stadium.
And that fooled the army, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't fool me, Snooks.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I'm trying to control my temper, I feel I'm fighting a losing battle. Now, you've got to make a complete confession to me.
All right, Daddy. I'll tell you the truth.
Very well. Now, it all began when you were returning from camp and you ran away from the train. Why did you run away?
Because my shirt was full of holes and I thought I'd get a licking.
Full of...
Yeah.
Why was your shirt full of holes?
We was playing grocery store.
Well?
And I was the Swiss cheese.
So you were frightened. Well, that's understandable. Now, when you disappeared, where did you hide?
Well, I...
Careful, Snooks. It must be the truth.
It's the truth, Daddy.
Well, what happened?
I was run away from the train, and I wanted to go back, but they grabbed me.
Who grabbed you?
The six tigers. They were bigger than elephants.
Snooks, you just swore to tell the truth, and now you hand me this story about six tigers bigger than elephants.
All right, Daddy. I'll tell you the truth.
Well, go on.
They were smaller than elephants.
But there were six tigers, eh?
Yeah. And they were just going to eat me up. And he saved me.
Who saved you?
Captain Marvel. He swooped down from the roof.
All right, that's enough. You've been reading too many comic books. Snooks, what am I going to do with you?
Tell me your story.
You'll do all the storytelling as soon as we get home. And you're going to tell me a true story.
Are you going to spank me?
Not if you promise to tell me the truth about where you were for 4 weeks.
All right, Daddy. I'm awful tired. But I'll tell you.
Well, come on. Here, sit on my lap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, start at the beginning and don't miss a single thing.
Well, after I ran away from the train, I got lost.
Yes.
So I went to the park, and my feet hurt me from walking. So I laid on a bench. And I was still very sleepy.
Oh, poor kid.
Yeah. And I closed my eyes, and I was scared. But I was so tired that I couldn't...
Yes?
So I...
Good heavens. She's asleep. Wake her up, Daddy. I want to hear the rest of it.
Shh. The child's exhausted. I'm going to take her home and put her to bed.
She can't do this to me. I want to know where she's been.
So do I, Meredith, but it's not fair to wake up the kid.
Shh, keep quiet, both of you. Let me get her out of here.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night.
Start playing, Meredith, very softly.
Okay, but I'd sure like to know.
All right, you'll find out next week. Play.
The whole thing's a fake.
Well, that's all we have time for tonight, folks. So until next Thursday, this is John Conte saying good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House. Coffee that's always...